with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear announced the death toll in his state has risen to 9. At least 1,000 people stranded by floods had to be rescued over the weekend. President Trump approved Kentucky's request for a disaster declaration, authorizing the Federal Emergency Management Agency of coordinating relief efforts throughout the state. At a briefing Monday, Governor Beshear says the forecast is now calling for snow in parts of Kentucky like Pikesville, where people have lost their homes or power from flooding.
Is going to potentially drop 3 to 6 inches there. So an extra big challenge. And it means we're going to have to make sure that we've got everyone who is displaced because of this flooding in a warm place for the days that are coming ahead.
The National Weather Service also warning of life-threatening cold into Tuesday, with temperatures in northeastern Montana predicted to dip as low as 45 degrees below zero, with wind chills down to 60 below. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Julie Walker has this report. An American arrested in Moscow on drug smuggling charges is freed ahead of the talks.
Russia has freed Caleb Byers, a U.S. citizen arrested at the airport in Moscow on February 7th on drug smuggling charges, according to a social media post by his mother and confirmed by a U.S. official. Customs officials allegedly found cannabis-based marmalade in his luggage. The 28-year-old had traveled from Istanbul with his Russian fiancé. Arrests of American nationals in Russia has become increasingly common. Byers' release appears to be an effort to ease tensions between Moscow and Washington ahead of talks in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday over the war in Ukraine. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. A Massachusetts city goes all in on transgenderism.
Lawmakers in Worcester have voted 9-2 to declare their metropolis a, quote, sanctuary for transgender and non-binary people. During hearings on the issue, a drag queen took the podium to warn the city council that they failed to act, quote, you better be prepared for trans people to make this city a very unsafe place. This is all a reaction to President Trump's executive order pulling federal funding from any entity that promotes transgenderism, especially amongst kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas judge has fined a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a woman near Dallas. It's one of the first challenges to shield laws enacted in Democratic-controlled states where abortion is legal. The ruling was handed down even as New York Governor Kathy Hochul rejected a request from Louisiana to extradite the same doctor. Maggie Carpenter was charged in Louisiana with prescribing abortion pills to a pregnant minor. This is SRN News. In a briefing, Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer says an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon killed a senior Hamas leader.
Near Sidon this morning, our Air Force, using intelligence, struck and eliminated the terrorist Mohammed Shaheen. Shaheen was head of Hamas's operations department in Lebanon. He recently planned terror attacks directed and funded by Iran from Lebanese territory against our people. And Shaheen was a source of knowledge within Hamas responsible throughout this war for terror attacks and rocket launches aimed at our civilians.
Talks have yet to start on the ceasefire's second phase. Rwanda-backed rebels have occupied a second major city in mineral-rich eastern Congo. The M23 rebels have entered Bukavu following a days-long march from Goma. The rebels have seen little resistance. More details at SRNNews.com.